Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Joey Sugarts in Anchorage. Sugarts moved to Alaska 3 years ago from Michigan.
Moving to Alaska has been a dream since a kid, and I know it may sound funny, but when I saw the movie Balto as a kid, you know, it kind of piqued my interest in the northern lights and everything. And then I really love to hunt and fish, and I love the ice and the cold, and so Alaska's kind of always piqued my interest, even though Michigan was kind of cold in ways, but it's just, I wanted to move up here. So my dad didn't make it to Alaska because he died from a rare form of asbestos mesothelioma, so sarcomatoid mesothelioma. So we knew for about 4 months and then he passed away. And so I decided, you know, my dad died at a young age of 46, and if I was going to make my move to Alaska, I should make it happen. So, you know, I... 6 months later, you know, I packed up everything I could in my Jeep with my dog and we moved up here. Love all the wildlife. In fact, the other day I went for a walk at the park where I was picking wild cranberries. I run into a black bear. You know, I was less than 10 yards. I love it. I really wanted to see my first moose, and when I moved up here, it took a few days before I seen my first moose, and I was kind of bummed. I mean, I went up to the airport, out to Earthquake Park, and places where people had told me to go, and I finally went over to Kincaid in the evening, and I probably got a little closer than what I should have, but I had this big, huge, beautiful bull moose just come. It was amazing when you have an animal that big close to you just breathing. You want to touch it, but you know you can't, you know? We'll have to leave for graduate school because unfortunately Alaska does not have a dental school, but I want to move back as soon as possible. I love it up here and this is my permanent home, even though Michigan is where I'm from, but I want to make Alaska my permanent home.
Joey Sugarts lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.